Temple period. What do we call the second temple? From the time the Jews came back from the Babylonian exile, when Nehemiah and Ezra started to, Nehemiah building the walls of Jerusalem, all the way through the Hasmonean period, the Herodian period, till the city was finally destroyed in 70 AD. So we talk about a period of time of almost 600 years. From the time the Jews are coming back from exile till the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD by Titus. Most of what we get to see here is, of course, Jerusalem at the time of King Herod, or if you want to get it, when I say Herod, automatically in your mind, switch it to Jesus.
Automatically think of that.
Because whenever I say Herod, that means it was here at the time of Jesus. Herod died about the year Jesus was born, okay? So everything that Herod built would have been here, and Jesus would have been here at the time of Jesus.
So would he just have finished building all this?
Yeah, this has been built, this has been done. No, the building itself, the model itself was built in the 1960s by a Jewish professor, and then they kept changing things on this model since then. And they keep making changes whenever they do excavations and they find things to be different, they change it afterwards on the model. Okay? Because at least we cannot do all the digs at all the places and only in a few places. And then when we finish that, we can change things on this model because we really don't know what they really would have looked like.
Matote. Don't you know, the less you tell them, the less they forget afterwards.
Okay, one minute. So before we move from here, give room to the other group. We are standing now as we would have been standing on the Mount of Olives. Okay?
Oh.
All right? Looking at the city just the way we did the other day. And of course, right in front of us, what do we see?
The temple.
So what you saw yesterday when we went up there and saw the Dome of the Rock, that's where the temple more or less would have been. And that's what we believe the temple would have looked like. So you see where the Eastern Gate would have been?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Way down at the bottom. Of course, not the one we saw, that double gate which is sealed off. Then you see the open courtyard, the court of the Gentiles. And only the second gate is the gate that leads into the temple proper. You see, the temple itself is only like maybe... Okay, group bus one, get a little closer on this side so we make some room for group number two. Come a little closer this side. Okay, so you see the second wall. The wall that leads into the temple is actually the little wall around the main building in the center. And that's where we see the warning sign that used to be a warning sign for Gentiles not to go beyond that gate. That's the second gate, okay? Mm-hmm. So the first separation in the temple was between Jews and Gentiles. Now all Jews can go beyond that gate, the second one. And now comes the second separation. Between whom?
Priests.
Men and women. No, men and women. Men and women. First you have to separate between men and women. So the women are in that open courtyard. That's called the open court of the women. There were two kinds of men that could not go into the court of Israel. Nazarites and lepers. They were those porticles above would be, they were storage rooms, and one was for Nazarites and one was for the lepers. Why Nazarites and lepers? Nazarites could not be in there because there was wine in the temple, and lepers because they were considered unclean. Right. Now we see the next, you see that stairway that leads up? Can you see? Those are the steps of ascent, and there are 15. And at each step, you stop and read one of the Psalms. What are those Psalms of ascent? From the 120 to the 134th Psalm. Okay? Those are the Psalms of Ascent. So that's why they have 15 steps that leading up to this gate. Okay, there are 15 steps, and that's for the Psalms. And only the men can go up that way, and there is a gate. Yesterday, the lady at the Temple Institute told you about Nicanor, the Egyptian man who gave the door, the gates to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gate of Nicanor, the third gate. Okay, 1, 2, 3. This is now where the separation, the next separation comes between who? Man and priest, okay? Man and priest. So from there on, from that third door, only the priest could be in, around the main building in the center. And then gets another door, you see a golden door that leads into the building itself. That's where only one man could go in.
High priest.
No, I'm sorry.
the priest could go into the court. There's a court beyond that golden door, and then at the back of it, that's where the Holy of Holies had been, and that's where only the high priest could have gone in. By the way, we are going to see the tabernacle in the desert when we go to Eilat, which actually will show us what was inside the main, which is now the main building, of course, which we cannot see as the tabernacle, you see? So that's where the menorah was, where the showbread was, and where the altar of incense used to be. And then at the very back of it, that's where only the high priest could go in on one day of the year. Which day?
Atonement.
Atonement, right. That's when he used to go in there and stay in there. That's why they used to put a rope on him, that in case he would die, they can pull him out.
And bells on the bottom.
Bells too, that they could hear him. Okay? So this is what the temple itself was. So look at that beautiful structure in the center with the marble, 150 feet high, gold on top. That was the temple. And you know what Josephus says in the book? If you have not seen the temple of Jerusalem, you have never seen anything beautiful in your life. In other words, this man has traveled around the world, had been in Rome and all those places. And he said there is nothing to be compared with the building of Jerusalem, that temple. So this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the closest that we can tell what the temple would have looked like 2,000 years ago. Now, of course, this has nothing to do with the Solomonic temple. You understand that?
Yeah.
That is the Herodian, the second temple during the Herodian period, yeah, after Herod enlarged it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we think it would have looked like. So somewhere in the middle there is, you see how also here what David told you yesterday about the four gates standing in line, in one straight line, why he kept saying that the eastern gate would be, that's why we went to that little dome, the Dome of the Spirits, which would be in a straight line from where the eastern gate, where we believe the eastern gate had been. Okay, which is not exactly where the Dome of the Rock is today. All right, the Dome of the Rock is a little further down to the left from that area. Okay, so this is the Kidron Valley. Remember, this is where the Muslim cemetery is today, right in front of this door, of this wall. Okay, this is all part of a cemetery, and the very end of that wall, the corner there, this is the pinnacle of the temple. Okay. If you are the son of God, cast yourself down from there. Okay, that was this. We call it the, you remember the temptation. Mm-hmm. One was up down there near Jericho at the Mount of Temptation, and then he was led by the Spirit, it says, to the pinnacle of the temple. And if you are the son of God, cast yourself down from there. When you came into the temple, you came in from the Huldah gates, we'll see them in a minute. You see where you would have come out. You see where those two, there's one to come in and one would be the exit. Okay? Those would have been, remember, the main entrances to the temple. And right there is where the money changers used to be, right under those columns. That's where the money changers used to be. So when it says that Jesus went over and turned over the tables of the money changers, that was in that area. Okay, you have to remember, in the temple, okay, let's move. Okay.